What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three here. And before we take these phone calls, I got an email following up on the Alex Jones story, which includes the recording and a transcript. And I want to read it to you. Please listen very carefully. This is what Alex actually said. It was just a stand down and men running around in camo shooting guns while the police stand down. There's dozens of students saying, oh, there was guys running around in camo. And then he says, hell, did Islamists attack? He poses it as a question. He's not saying that's what actually happened. And then he goes on to mention that the sheriff is an Islamist, or at least supportive of them. In fact, one of the ironies to come out of this case is the sheriff was opposed to concealed carry in the schools, but went ahead and said it was okay for a local mosque. So Alex Jones, to be fair and honest, he posed it as a question. And sometimes he tries to go for the more sensationalistic kind of stuff. But I can't say that this is where Alex Jones is trying to blame the Parkland shooting on Islamists. He just went with the fact that the sheriff is reportedly Islamist and went from there. All right, let's take some phone calls from Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm going to step back a little bit on Donald Trump. Correct me if I'm wrong. During the campaign run for presidency, did he not discover some bugs that he was wired in the Trump Towers? Did he not reveal that he found out he was being bugged?
Yes, he did. And he even mentioned it during the campaign. And, of course, the media said, oh, you're just being paranoid and silly. Now we know that, yes, in point of fact, it was happening.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, that's not been brought up much more. I mean, with the GOP memo, I mean, the whole investigation and this whole collusion thing and everything prior to that, I mean, he was correct in saying that he was bugged, and directly, which would have been under the direction of Barack Obama, to place these wiretaps on him, which is a big-time Fourth Amendment violation. And I don't understand why nothing is being done about that in the past. I'm amazed that this is just forgotten, this whole thing.
Well, the reason it's being forgotten is they're hoping that we're going to forget it. And the reason nothing is being done about any of these scandals is that we have this narcocracy that is worried for its very survival right now. And they've just closed ranks, and they're just going to stand there and just say, well, we choose not to do anything about it. And you're just going to have to accept that, which unfortunately more and more Americans are starting to say, no, we don't. And that's a danger sign right there.
Well, I agree. I'm just saying that Obama did order these wiretaps. It was illegal, and he didn't even have to go to the FISA court on this. I think he did this on his own, correct, without going to the FISA courts?
Don't exactly know. Until there's actually an open investigation, we don't exactly know the chain of command on this. But, yes, it had to go up to Obama, and then it filtered down through various other functionaries. But I've been saying all along, this is the Democrats' version of Watergate. And that's why they're so afraid of it. It took the Republican Party years to recover from Richard Nixon. And the Democrats don't want to have to go through that.
I agree. This is probably 10 times worse than Watergate. Much bigger. Much bigger.
Yes, much bigger.
Hey, thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Aloha to you both.
Aloha.
I'll tell you what. As far as that scenario in the math class about someone misconstruing a square root emblem as looking like a firearm, and then all of a sudden law enforcement starts keying in on what was going on with that, what are they supposed to use for an emblem for that type of math equation?
They're supposed to use the square root sign. But right now, everybody's being conditioned to see guns everywhere. And the kid who said it looks like a gun may have been kidding. And the police are now investigating him as to whether he might be a danger.
You know, that tends to give the impression of either you be careful what you say or do you say anything at all?
Well, again, I think everybody is very much overreacting to all of this.
I'll give you that.
And, yeah.
I'll give you that. But the problem is that, does that mean that everybody should just take and clam up and not say a word if something does actually happen? So it's like a psychological catch-22. Either you do or you don't.
It is a very difficult place to be, and of course the goal of political correctness is to trick us into self-censoring our speech so that we never dissent against what the official story is supposed to be, but obviously we're not going along with that nonsense.
Well, that's true, too. Oh, and by the way, the thing about the one male student that wanted to compete in what sport was it?
It's down in Texas, yes.
I didn't catch the name of the sport, though.
Girls wrestling.
Oh, okay. Ooh, ow. Okay. Simple rule of thought. Until you're out from beneath your parents' house and you're paying your own bills, you are physically what you are. I don't care if you're in school or whatever. If you have a vagina, then you're a woman. If you have a penis, you're a male. Or a man. Boy, whatever the case is. You compete with your same physical gender. You don't compete. Just say, oh, I feel like a girl today, or I feel like a man today. Excuse me, that hurts my vocal cords.
Okay.
You know, you don't go and say that and say, so we can go and compete in a given sport or whatever. If the schools are not careful, they better be darn well ready to be sued by the parents, let alone the community, for allowing that type of thing to happen. I hate to say that. It probably will never come to fruition, and chances are they probably would be thrown out of court. But, I mean, someone has to draw a line somewhere.
I agree. We're way over the line already with this politically correct nonsense.
Well, the thing is, every time I hear about it, it makes me want to hurl when I hear, well, this student, she thinks she's a man, and this student thinks that he's a girl. And I'm like, oh, for crying out loud. Like I said before, if you're living underneath your parents' roof, guess what? You abide by your parents' guidelines. Until you were able to go out and afford your own way and pay for your own surgery and all that stuff, keep it to yourself and whatever have you. Enough is enough of this stuff.
Well, unfortunately, the latest propaganda from the transgender people is that being the wrong gender in your body is now declared an illness. And they're saying that children have a legal right to treatment regardless of what their parents want. That's how hard they're pushing this thing. So you have all these easily impressionable children who are getting all this nonsense in the schools about transgenderism. And as they start getting into adolescence, they go through the normal emotional trauma of adolescence, and they think, oh, the problem is I'm actually the opposite gender, and they go on out and they get this stuff done. And of course, this is all being at least partly sponsored by the medical industrial complex, because they're going to make money with the hormone treatments and the surgeries and all the rest of that. And it's just another business opportunity, carving up little kids for a fast buck. And it really is utterly ridiculous. I mean, they just went way too far with it. And how many different pronouns do we now have for the various genders? It used to be he and she, and now there's like dozens. And you're supposed to know them all. And in some states, they already have laws saying that if you call a transgender person by the wrong pronoun, you can be punished for it. Which, okay, but the person in front of you has to have a hat or something that says, I wish to be addressed as shrunk.
I'd like to see them try to pull that, because, believe me, they'd have a big countersuit on their tail.
Well, they've already pulled it. They've already pulled it in some places. You know, like the guys who can use the girls' bathrooms and everything.
Oh, no. If I had some dude come walking into the gal's restroom when I'm in there, let me tell you something. You're either going to hear a bloody curdling scream, or someone's going to get the crap beat out of them and kicked out of the bathroom. Period.
Okay. And at that point, some other guy is going to stand up and say, I self-identify as Chuck Norris, and stomp the heck out of him.
Oh, I forgot to mention, I'd probably call the police as well and say, hey, does this dude have documentation saying that he's actually a gal or whatever? You know, no.
Let's do a DNA test.
Well, that would work too, but I don't think they do DNA tests right there on the spot. But that,
no,
but that person has to have some sort of documentation from a doctor or whatever on them. Otherwise, they're getting the crap beat out of them and call the police afterwards. So,
I mean, our whole society has become so decadent. We're even way beyond Rome just before the collapse. Future historians are going to look back at what we were doing in this stage of our history, and they're going to say, what was wrong with those people?
I wish it would go ahead and class and let it be done with.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand what you said.
I said, I wish it would go ahead and collapse and be done with it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Then I can give up all this nonsense and just be Claire's roadie for the rest of my life.
Well, best wishes to her and big hugs. Gentle hugs, excuse me.
Gentle hugs, gentle hugs. She's actually better today, and we're just trying to keep it that way. All right, thank you for the phone call, Francis. The phone lines are now open, and we'd like to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Getting on to human-caused global warming, insert ominous music here. Apparently, Montana just really got hit last week. Kalispell set at an all-time record low temperature. Cold temperatures set more records in Bozeman and West Yellowstone. Denver shattered their previous record low temperature. Cold is lingering on here. Apparently over in Cambridge, they're looking at the five-day forecast of snow and ice and sub-zero temperatures. Apparently up in Sweden, they had a huge icy blast hit that caused all kinds of traffic chaos. Remember back in March 20th of 2000, and the newspapers were out there with the warmistas claim, snowfalls are now a thing of the past. And we keep getting record-setting winter after record-setting winter after record-setting winter. And still the corporate media is out there saying, oh, yeah, it's really hot out there. It's really the Arctic ice is melting. It's almost gone. Western Washington, record low temperatures on Friday, a prelude to more snow and rain in Western Washington. I remember when Claire and I were living in Washington, we lived up in the Cascades, and Claire wasn't entirely comfortable with the cold weather, but we did love the scenery, especially the blue ice here. Now, earlier in the show, I was talking about how corporate social media is now engaged in open censorship. Twitter is deleting all tweets that question the official story of Florida. YouTube is doing the same. They've deleted some of my videos. They're probably going to delete this one today because I talked about Parkland. But apparently, a group of free speech lawyers have filed a serious legal challenge to Twitter's censorship policies in San Francisco County Court. This happened last week, and they want a ruling preventing Twitter from banning users purely on the basis of their views and political associations. Now, the 29-page complaint contends that under a California legal doctrine that recognizes some private facilities as public forums, Twitter may not discriminate against free speech purely based on viewpoint. Now, of course, Twitter is still out there saying that, no, we're just deleting stuff from the Russian bots because ordinary real Americans, they believe the official story. They believe the government. They're very trusting and naive. All that is said, it's all Russian bots. No evidence for that at all. But I hope Twitter and the other social media companies are going to realize they can't do this and survive. Even forget about the lawsuits. Listen to all the calls that we had here today. People are saying, I'm not using Facebook anymore. I'm looking for one of the new up-and-comers. There's a tremendous business opportunity right now for companies that would like to have that kind of wealth that Facebook and Twitter and Google all have. And that is to come up with a Facebook-like video platform that doesn't censor, a search engine that doesn't censor, and a tech sharing facility that doesn't center. And the customers are just going to flow right on over because nobody likes being lied to. Nobody likes being censored. Now, this article caught my eye because of my necessity of having to buy a newer car. This came out of the San Francisco Gate. And it's basically a warning that the car of the future will sell your data. Now, as you know, newer cars have built-in tracking. A lot of it comes from the finance company, but it's in there. And they can basically see where you are, and they can sell that data to marketers. Or even worse, in this article, they're saying that you might see ads pop up on that TV screen in the modern cars. Now, I think that's a bad idea, because that whiz-bang technology in the middle of the console, it's already a dangerous distraction. We've got one of those in our rental car, and after I get the car started, I won't even touch it. I don't want to look at it. The only thing I'll do is turn the radio and air conditioning on and off. I wonder how many accidents are attributable to making new cars so gadget-heavy. I certainly don't want any of that stuff on whatever it is that we're going to buy. Backup camera. That would be nice. We're in love with the backup camera here. Now, Chinese researchers are working on a hypersonic commercial aircraft that will go from Beijing to New York in just 2 hours. We're talking right at the edge of space, and it's going to put them ahead of other countries who are not developing the aviation of the future. And of course, the immediate response from the United States was, oh, we can't allow this. China could put bombs on that thing and drop bombs on us. The United States has lost its ability to compete or even progress, and its only remaining strategy is to knock everybody else down to their level. That seems to be what's going on here. Down at Cape Kennedy, you know, that giant rocket launching tower. NASA spent $1 billion on it. It's starting to bend. And NASA is saying, well, yeah, there's some deflection, but we don't really need to fix it. We're sure that it will hold together. Where have you heard that song before? All right. Story coming out of Government Slaves here. States getting ready to block access to natural health care choices and supplements. And we all know why. It's to force us into a dependency on the pharmaceutical industry and doctors and pharmacies and extract the money, which might be acceptable to an extent. Except for what's coming out of the commercial pharmaceutical industry is proving to be so harmful. And again, watch those glitzy, expensive TV commercials for prescription medication and actually listen to that voice at the end. They're pushing dangerous products. And the reason they do that, it's really very simple. In order to get a patent, in order to get market exclusivity, the pharmaceutical companies are focused totally on coming up with brand new chemicals that have never existed before. When you get a cure that's from something natural, that's all biochemistry that we have co-evolved with over billions of years. And you don't get nasty surprises from it. But the money junkies in charge of the pharmaceuticals don't care. They just want you to be constantly chronically ill and be forced to come to them for a treatment of the symptoms. Nobody's after cures. Cures are a bad business model for the medical industrial complex. They just want you made just sick enough where you'll come in and give them more of your money. And yeah, that's why these politicians at these states who would sell their own mother for a dollar are going to say, yes, we're going to ban all of that stuff here because it's cutting into the profits of our top campaign contributors. All right, we got to take a break for some commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And somebody sent me an interesting statistic. And that is more people drown in their bathtubs than are killed by assault weapons. Ban bathtubs, okay, if you want to do that. Somebody sent me another story about swing set negligence. There was a big lawsuit. Well, we got to ban swing sets. They serve no useful purpose. Same thing with baseball. More people are murdered with baseball bats than with assault weapons. Let's ban baseball. Anyway, getting on back to some of the news here. Another article about this. YouTube has gone full-blown 1984 over the Parkland PSYOP, free speech under attack like never before on the internet. Like I said, the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is you force them to act like one where everybody can see it. So getting into some more news here. One of the tragic stories coming out of Parkland is that this 18-year-old Florida shooting survivor still has shrapnel in her face. So she's going to be carrying that for the rest of her life. All for a political agenda here. Another story out of government slaves here. The U.S. Army is making lethal viruses, bacteria, and toxins. This is a blatant violation of the United Nations Convention. See, a while back, all the nations got together and said, these weapons are very dangerous, we should destroy them and get rid of them, and they all agreed to do so, and most did. The United States did not. Remember the anthrax that was being sent to media and politicians right after 9/11, and it was in envelopes and letters that were written to look like they were from semi-literate Muslims, and it turned out the anthrax itself had come from a U.S. government laboratory. It was weaponized anthrax. Okay, looks like the fight is on here. Several states have begun the process of having assault weapons banned outright from being sold and deemed illegal to own. Now, I don't know how that's going to affect the 80% sales as well. But again, notice the focus on assault weapons. It's always the assault weapons. Nobody but these staged school shooters are using these weapons because those are the ones the government is after. Because those are the ones in the hands of an enraged American people would offer the most resistance. Real criminals use small concealable guns. You've never seen anybody walk into a convenience store with an AR-15 to rob it. Wouldn't make any sense. You'd be seen coming and going. Only these mass shooters are given these weapons, the weapons the government wants to demonize. And we should resist with all that we can. By the way, apparently the NRA is all of a sudden getting a whole bunch of new members who apparently agree with the NRA that these companies that dropped their support are behaving like cowards. So I think that's a really good thing about that. We've been following this story along for a long time. Since the year 2015, 77 holistic practitioners have died under curious circumstances, and of course, the corporate media ignores them. A lot of them were tied up with this Negalaze and GC-MAF. Now, GC-MAF is a substance normally produced by your body from using vitamin D that is one of the most potent self-healers that your body has. It can actually cause cancer to go into remission. And by the way, 25% of all cancers spontaneously go into remission. But the medical industrial complex's attitude is, well, we don't know which 25%, so we're going to treat them all. And we just had one of Claire's choir singers diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and it's already into her brain. So it's a touchy suspect. But again, Negalaze has been found in vaccines, and there's no legitimate medical reason for it to be there. But what it does do is destroy the GC-MAF in your body, which raises the ugly specter of somebody somewhere in the medical industrial complex wanting more people to get cancer to make more money. If we were all healthy, the entire medical profession would collapse overnight. We are allowed to take care of our own health, to eat healthy. We're not allowed to do that anymore. If you want to eat healthy, it's declared a mental illness, orthorexia nervosa. When I was young, I never expected to see this country get this bad. When I first got blacklisted over the Vince Foster murder, I knew the country was headed in a bad direction. But it has gotten really so bad. And I agree with this other caller. I'm ready for the collapse to happen right now, maybe after I get my car. So we'll do that. Apparently, an ex-opioid addict has started an online campaign against the billionaire family behind OxyContin. And the company is Purdue Pharmaceuticals has made billions off of opioids. And they've been pushing them. They've been encouraging. And now, of course, we've got a crisis because they've got a tremendous source of opium in Afghanistan. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we just got a little clarification on the story about the wrestlers down in Texas. Apparently, the issue is it's actually a female transitioning to be a male, but she's already taking the steroids and the hormone treatments, and that's why everybody is crying foul. And I'm in agreement with that. I mean, there's a strict no-doping policy for the Olympics. Apparently, two Russians have tested positive for drugs that they might have been planted on them. With all the skullduggery. But that's what's going on. You know, it's insane. All right, let's take a phone call. Larry in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Mike, it's probably Terry from California. I know you don't waste your time watching 60 Minutes, but... last night, the first story was presented like it was breaking news, and they had these airplanes coming in Syria. They were shooting these rockets down, and they're showing this helicopter. And then they went into this village that was mostly, they mostly showed kids, and they said they were gassed by sarin gas. And, you know, toddlers and some, you know, teenagers, and showing them all dead there. And then they interviewed this guy from the UN saying, you know, it was Assad. And there wasn't any question about it. It was certainly him. You know, they could tell. And then later on, I discovered that was a rerun from about a year ago. So what they're doing, they're just trying to do whatever they have to do to get back in Syria. And there's people that believe it, you know? And
well, I think the problem is people aren't believing it. The American people were weary of war. It's been, going on 20 years almost. And the U.S. has stuck its nose into three-quarters of the nations on planet Earth under flimsy excuses. And we all know that that's what's going on here. And I'm pretty sure that at some point when the war gets really big, they're going to try and bring back the draft. And at that point, I think we're going to see the American people finally wake up the way they did during Vietnam. President Johnson wrote in his memoirs that when he looked out of the Oval Office and saw a million people out there on that Central Mall, that's the day that he knew Vietnam was lost.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get my ticket for Woodstock now, you know, so I can get it a little cheaper. But anyway, let me ask you a question. Did we have a caller call earlier that said there's a bill in Congress to waive the two-thirds ratification for the states if they want to change one of the amendments of the Constitution?
The federal government can't change the state constitutions. The states' legislatures have to change.
The federal government, the federal Constitution. The U.S. Congress.
It presently takes three-quarters of the states to ratify, and consists of a ratified bill varies from state to state. For some people, some it's a simple majority, then signed by the governor of the state. We can see where this is heading. They want that Second Amendment gone, to turn us all back into slaves. And we have to resist this as much as we can. Got to join the NRA. Got to get a weapon while they're still available, or learn how to make them. This is scary times. As we reported before, if you go back over the entire history of the 20th century, every population targeted for genocide was first stripped of their ability to defend themselves. And look at all the anti-white propaganda that's going on in this country right now, all over the media, Yale University. We're being set up for a civil war in which the white people are going to be exterminated.
Well, that's what they want. They want one group against the other. So we got chaos will come, and they can call in the troops for martial law. And from then on, it's whatever they want. You know, they strip every house of a weapon, you know, once they do that, like they did during Katrina down in New Orleans. And after that, you know, it's dictatorship, just like Soviet Union.
Well, we're pretty close to that right now, but I also think we're close to a Soviet Union-style collapse.
Yeah. So do I, but majority of people don't even know it. You know, they look at these government statistics, and they're showing good stuff, like stock market's going back now, going back up now, above 25,000 for the Dow. And so people don't really know. They're too busy working, trying to make a living. Okay, Mike, that's the only point I wanted to make. I'll let you go to get to the next caller, and I'll stand by and listen. Bye.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call here. This is reality time. This isn't abstract. It's not academic. This is real. This is how liberty dies. Over at CNN, apparently, this debate about, you know, allowing concealed carry in the schools. And it hit this real nadir where this CNN analyst was out there saying, women can't carry guns anyway because they wear skirts and dresses. And I imagine probably he's going to get accused of sexism on that. And even so, I mean, if you've ever gotten any gun magazines, and I don't know why, but I get them. They're basically catalogs and stuff. And they have all these little belt pouches and even purses with hidden compartments. And they're trying to get away from the idea that the solution to the problem is to arm the victims. But that's the only solution that's going to work. There's a reason all these mass shooters go for those gun-free zones. They can do what they're being paid to do and not have somebody else shoot back. You got to get rid of those. I mean, statistics over the years have shown consistently when you disarm the population, crime goes up. When you allow the population to be armed, crime goes down. That's why I'm always saying that the anti-gun people are actually pro-crime. They want a safe working environment for the burglars and the murderers and the rapists. They're such good little people. Now, several years ago, there was actually a city in Georgia, Kennesaw, and they passed a city ordinance requiring every home to have a gun. Their crime rate fell by 80%. Now, you just think about that. Everywhere that guns have been banned, crime and violent crime go up. It happened in Great Britain. It happened in Australia. But this push to totally disarm the law-abiding citizens is simply going to make us all crime victims. And I don't want to be a crime victim. If somebody is trying to break into my home and I feel that my life and Claire's life are in peril, I have a right to have the means to discourage this person. And it doesn't even mean having to pull the trigger, because years and years and years ago, when I was still living in California, I actually had to chase a burglar out of our home. And all I had to do was put that laser dot on his forehead, and he was gone. Every year in this country, over 1.5 million crimes are thwarted in progress by law-abiding citizens with legal firearms. The police don't thwart crime. They're rarely, if ever, there when the crime is actually happening. They show up afterwards to clean up the mess, to pose with the bodies, and act like they're relevant to the process. I mean, again, look at these Broward cowards. That's what we're going to call them, the Broward cowards, these four deputy sheriffs who basically stayed outside while the killing was going on. When seconds matter, the police are just minutes away. Actually, it's about an average of 18 minutes. So at this point, I know that I think this is a false flag attack, and I'm seeing it up all over the independent media, and I guess that's why the independent media has hit the panic button. This one didn't sell. People are buying guns like crazy. They're joining the NRA. And this pathetic ploy of trying to exploit the kids to provoke an emotional response, well, they got one. It seriously ticked me off. This idea that they think we're that easily manipulated. Okay. So let me read you something real quick about guns, because I get a lot of emails saying, oh, you're a gun nut. No, I'm not. I was raised with guns. Where I grew up, you got your first gun at age 12, your 12th birthday, and you got the lecture on handling it responsibly and gun safety. And if you ever dared mishandle that gun, you would get a trip to the woodshed that would have you eating dinner standing up for at least 2 weeks. And we took our guns to school. We put them in the cloakroom because on our way home from school, we would have to varmint the farm fields, chase the little critters out. And nobody thought anything about it. In all the years I lived in that town, there was only one incident with a gun that was an attempted suicide. And absent the gun, he would have used something else. And we didn't have mass school shootings, possibly because we weren't getting drugged out of our minds on all this ADHD SSRI medication. We didn't even call it ADHD back then. We called it, my teacher is boring the heck out of me. So this is from my page on the right to keep and bear arms. An armed man is a citizen. An unarmed man is a subject. A gun in the hand is better than a cop on the phone. Colt, the original point-and-click interface. Gun control is not about guns, it's about control. If guns are outlawed, can we use swords? There's an interesting question. Again, under United States versus Miller, yes, we can use swords. The military wears swords. They have some very, very good swords. I have a relative who's in the U.S. Navy, magnificent officer's sword. Let's see, if guns cause crime, then pencils cause misspelled words and spoons cause overeating. Free men do not ask permission to bear arms. That's right. That Constitution basically says we don't have to ask for the permission. And all of these laws that are passing, they do violate the Constitution. This government has wandered away from the Constitution. Remember when Bush called it a blankety-blank piece of paper? Under the Supreme Court ruling Marbury versus Madison, laws repugnant to the Constitution are supposed to be automatically null and void. But they'll get these members of Congress together and they'll put together some legislation and say, yes, we can spy on you. Forget the Fourth Amendment. Forget the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. This government has gone rogue. And it's rather ironic to see the United States attacking all these other countries, declaring them to be rogue nations. It's the U.S. government that's gone rogue. I mean, when I was a kid, they taught gun safety in the schools. You would go on into the classroom, there would be firearms, and you would be taught how to use them. At the bottom of my webpage for the right to keep and bear arms, there's a photo from 1956. Kids being taught to use firearms safely. Back then, military surplus weapons were donated to school shooting clubs. The Boy Scouts had a shooting club. And now they're just out there. They want to grab the guns because they know they've abused us so much that we must be getting angry. And they are afraid. They are very much afraid. And it is the height of hypocrisy that the same government that's out there saying you guys can't have these weapons, they're shipping weapons of war to war zones all over the globe. They're giving military-style weapons to drug cartels in Mexico. That has to tell you just how bad things have gotten in Washington, D.C. So, apparently, Princeton University has unleashed the so-called identity police to report people for identity incidents. I'm not even sure what that means, but that's what they're doing. And Princeton University is encouraging students to report problematic experiences based on their identity. So I guess that means gender identity. So now it's being enforced on campus. Our country has just gotten so decadent. It's just completely decadent, worse than ancient Rome. It really is. Anyway, it really is absurd out there. So getting on back to the right to keep and bear arms, I want to read you a little something that's also on that main page. And by the way, in this page, along with some photos, there are links to the University of Chicago gun control study, which showed as citizens are disarmed, crime goes up. The survey of the San Diego police, same exact thing. The link between genocides and gun control. And then some facts about the Second Amendment, quotes about the Second Amendment, and some quotes by the gun grabbers, which reveal what the agenda really is. Now, there's an article here called Why Carry a Gun? Personally, I don't. I'm too poor to rob and too ugly to rape. But there's this article. It says, Why Carry a Gun? My old grandpa said to me, son, there comes a time in every man's life when he stops busting knuckles and starts busting caps. And usually it's when he becomes too old to take a whooping. I don't carry a gun to kill people. I carry a gun to keep from being killed. If only those teachers at that Parkland High School had been allowed to do the same. Every time there's one of these mass shootings, It's the first question we ask. Where is the person who can shoot back? Do you know what the Department of Homeland Security's official recommendation is in a school shooting situation for teachers? Try and stab the shooter with a pair of scissors. I am not joking. That's what they actually say. So we're coming up here on our last commercial break and then the last segment of our program today. So we'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And over at NBC, just to hammer out how propagandistic and biased corporate media is, over at NBC, Peter Alexander asked Ivanka Trump if she believed Donald's sexual misconduct accusers. And she replied saying it's pretty inappropriate to ask a question if she believes the accuser's father. okay, which is a nice soft answer here. But here's the point. Nobody at NBC has ever asked Chelsea Clinton that same question. Now, apparently one of the allegations of sexual misconduct in the book Fire and Fury has already been discredited. And author Michael Wolff was being interviewed, and the moderator asked him about, does this destroy the credibility of the rest of the book? And Michael Wolff basically said, oh, my microphone has stopped working, and he got up and he walked off the set. But the corporate media is falling apart. It's absolutely falling apart, and they're in a panic mode right now. I think one of the reasons that they're still after Trump so hard is he broke their monopoly on the Oval Office. They were absolutely convinced they were going to put Hillary Clinton in as the president, and Donald Trump and we, the American people, took that away from them. And that's why they're upset. They didn't get what they want. But that's not how it's supposed to work in this country. We, the people, we get what we want. And that is a functioning Bill of Rights and the politicians of our choice, not some corporation's lackeys. So as you go on and about and you talk to people, you got to share some of this information with them. They're not going to get it from the corporate media. And you tell them that corporate media is not telling you what you need to know to be making good decisions. But they'd better wake up and pay attention. This is no longer conspiracy theory. We're on the edge of a world war that will, in all probability, go nuclear. And we need to wake up as many people as we can to stand up as a nation and say, no, we're not going along with this. You lied to us about all those other wars. You lied about Saddam's nuclear weapons. You lied about Lusitania not smuggling weapons. You lied about Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. We've had it. It's time to recognize that lying a population into a war is the highest of high crimes and misdemeanors any ruler can commit. So, another article on the same topic, how to disarm a nation, trick the public into begging for it. That appears to be the strategy. I don't see it happening. The only ones I see out there saying disarm, disarm, disarm are the paid crisis actors and the politicians. And everybody else is out there joining the NRA. They're buying or building guns. And I certainly don't hope that we see them being used in the streets of America, but it might give the government a reason to not be abusive to the American people. There's the time for the music, time for us to end our show. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. He's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.